Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This Thursday, Pope Benedict will resign, the first pope to do so in six centuries. That same day, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley will reportedly meet with Pope Benedict. O'Malley will be in Rome this week as one of the 117 cardinals who will choose the next pope. Meanwhile, back at home here in Boston, members of the Catholic community are considering the possibility that O'Malley himself could be a candidate. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz caught up with Catholic parishioners after church yesterday in Boston and has this report.
At St. Cecilia Parish in Boston, Father John Uni opened the homily by discussing changes underway in the Vatican.
It's pretty historic at the time within the church, and it means a lot of change, possibly.
He addressed speculation that Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the Boston Archdiocese could be chosen as the next pope. Italian media have mentioned O'Malley, specifically crediting his handling of the clergy's sex abuse scandal. That was a theme echoed by Richard Kimball of Boston, a lifelong member of St. Cecilia's.
He's done a very good job here in Boston, and he has taken care of a lot of things. When he came into the church at a tough, not such an easy time, and he dealt with it, he overcame it all, and he's running the church very well.
Still, others like Rob Henderson are not so sure. They worry about O'Malley's personality and his preference to wear a simple brown habit rather than more elaborate vestments of the Vatican.
It seems like he's done a great job in the Archdiocese, but he still doesn't seem to me to be the sort of personality that billions of people will respond to.
His critics in Boston say O'Malley did not do enough in handling the abuse scandal. They say he has not been forthcoming in publicly identifying abusive priests. And perhaps just as importantly, O'Malley does not seem to want the job. At a mass last week, O'Malley says he expects to return to Boston after the conclave in Rome, where he and other cardinals will choose Benedict's successor.
I assure you, no cardinal goes into the conclave with the ambition of being chosen for this overwhelming responsibility.
O'Malley is already in Rome for the Pope's resignation on Thursday. As for Catholics here, they say they're hopeful about the next leader of their church. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.